Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For the past 10 years, the Montana Family Foundation has been bringing you these broadcasts in an attempt to keep you informed, up-to-date, and engaged. Back in 1939, Winston Churchill said, "I cannot forecast to you the actions of Russia. It's a riddle wrapped in a mystery, inside an enigma." Many people view the Montana legislature the same way. People get elected, they disappear into the Capitol, and 4 months later they emerge with a whole new set of laws and hopefully a balanced budget. For most people, it really is a mystery, but we feel it's our job to pull back the curtain and give you a glimpse inside the inner workings of the legislative process. Sometimes we point to stories that are just plain interesting. Other times we talk about bills that directly affect you and your family. And on rare occasions, we ask you to step up to the plate to protect your own freedom and liberties. This is one of those days. So please get a pencil and paper because some critical bills are coming up and legislators need to hear from you. First off, we're only calling Republican legislators. That's because realistically, with respect to our bills, these are the only votes that are in play. Second, the number that you need to call is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. Your phone message will be transcribed and placed directly on legislators' desks. You can also email by going to the Montana Legislature's website. So why are we asking you to call? It's because all of these bills will pass or die on narrow margins. The opt-out referendum for kindergarten sex education only passed the House yesterday by one vote. At best, these bills will only pass by 5 votes, so your input is crucial. The first 2 votes are in the Senate. The first is House Bill 239, a bill to require schools to get parental permission before teaching comprehensive sex education, which begins in kindergarten. It's not in all of the schools yet, but the plan is to take it statewide. Some say through the health provision of the Common Core standards that the state is now adopting. If this is in the Common Core, it will be in every single school district in Montana. Please ask the Republican members of the Montana Senate to put parents back in the driver's seat by voting yes on House Bill 239. That's yes on parental permission for comprehensive sex education. The second bill is also in the Senate. It's House Bill 391, parental permission for a minor to get an abortion. Do you see a trend? For years, government has placed itself squarely between parents and their children. These bills would put parents back in charge. Please ask the Republican members of the Montana Senate to vote yes on House Bill 391, parental permission for a minor to get an abortion. The final bill is in the House of Representatives. It's House Bill 521. That's House Bill 521, a legislative referendum to require parental permission for a minor to get an abortion. This is the same as House Bill 391, except that it's a ballot referendum. If the governor vetoes 391, this bill will bypass the governor and go straight to the people for a vote. Once again, please call or email the Republican members of the House and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 521. So just to recap, we're in favor of all of these bills, House Bill 239 and House Bill 391 in the Senate and House Bill 521 in the House. These bills are crucial for the health and safety of our kids. Please call the legislature right now at 444-4800. That's 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.